We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Brian Ping. Our top local story, a hazmat crews are on the scene in the Jefferson Park area along Crenshaw Boulevard. KNX 1070's Pete Demetrio is there as well, and he joins us live.
You've got several L.A. City fire units that are there right now. What basically happened about 2 hours ago was a truck dumped a load of 55-gallon barrels right here at Jefferson and Crenshaw, spilling some of them. Now, this is an industrial cleaner, some likens to a very, very powerful soap. But the problem is they also have a second chemical here that they haven't determined what it actually is. Teams from a joint hazardous materials assessment team are in there right now. They're taking samples, and they're going to try to find out what it is. One person came into contact with the material here on the ground. They were initially assessed by paramedics, and they thought he was okay, but when they found that second chemical, out of an abundance of caution, they sent him over to a hospital to have him evaluated. We think he is in good condition right now. Crenshaw Boulevard remains shut down for roughly four blocks, and you've got Jefferson shut down for about a block in each direction, east and west. It's going to take a while for them to determine what this chemical is and how long it's going to take to clean it up. So detours around the area are mandatory. Reporting live at Jefferson and Crenshaw, I'm Pete Demetrio, KNX 1070 News Radio.
The L.A. City Council takes on the issue of a vaccine mandate for city employees. KNX 1070's Craig Figner has the latest.
April 18th is the day that has been proposed for Los Angeles City employees to have to be vaccinated or be required to undergo twice weekly virus testing in an effort to keep their jobs. One 911 dispatcher urged city council members not to enforce this rule.
As an Angeleno, I've done my part to social distance. I stayed away from family gatherings. I tested every 2 weeks since the onset of this pandemic, and thank God I've been COVID-free all of this time. I would like you to know that at the 911 dispatch center, we're short-staffed. We enforce mandatory overtime almost daily. It's clearly a punishment and retaliation to make people pay $260 per pay period, especially when it's coming out of our pockets and on our own time.
So that was one person's public comment. There was much more that was very similar. The vote was still 13-0 to move forward with planning for this vaccine requirement by the LA City Council. As is currently planned, city workers would have to foot the bill for the test, $65 each twice weekly, deducted from their paychecks. Reporting live, Craig Figner, KNX 1070.
The LAPD and LA School Police are investigating reports that a female student was sexually assaulted in a boys' bathroom at Hamilton High School, and there may have been several students involved.
Students heading to school today say they're shocked and disgusted by the alleged assault, and two of the kids we spoke to, a brother and a sister, claim someone actually recorded the incident and that it was posted to social media.
There's a video going around on the internet.
What's the video?
So basically it's like three or four guys in a bathroom and they're like having intercourse with this one girl.
We have not confirmed that a video exists, although other students say they're aware of the video but haven't seen it. Still, there's a sense of disbelief over the alleged assault.
It's just crazy. Yeah. It's real crazy.
The school notified families via a voice message about the alleged incident.
The school administration is coordinating with LAPD and LA School Police Department to investigate this issue further.
No one has been arrested so far that we're aware of. At Hamilton High School, John Baird, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announcing some help for small businesses in the city. It's a grant to help the owners keep their businesses going.
It's a $5,000 grant to help you recover. And it's funded with $25 million from the American Rescue Plan Act, allocated exclusively to this effort. That's $5,000 times 5,000 businesses. $25 million in total.
You can sign up starting about an hour from now at noon at comebackchecksla.com. And you have until November 2nd. Former L.A. City Councilman Jose Huizar, who's at the center of a federal corruption investigation, says the gifts he received from developers should not be considered bribes. His lawyers say that prosecutors have not met the strict standards set by the Supreme Court for corruption cases. While they admit L.A. developers gave him things like travel on private jets and stays at luxury hotels, they claim Huizar did little in return, and they want most of the charges against him dismissed. Prosecutors say that what Huizar did is in fact criminal and that it threatens our democracy. The Employment Development Department estimates it sent out at least $20 billion worth of fraudulent unemployment payments during the pandemic. Some of the fraud came from a spike in identity theft.
We had identified about 77,000 claims that individuals had submitted to EDD saying, I think my identity has been stolen. Compare that to calendar year 2019, there was 6,000 for the entire year. So for about an eight-month window, you've got 77,000 people saying, I think my identity has been stolen.
State Auditor Elaine Howell says her department warned the EDD 10 years ago it was ill-prepared for a major economic downturn. The department says progress is being made to address the issue. A Southern California man pleads guilty to selling fake tribal police badges.
The U.S. Attorney's Office says the Camarillo man admitted to recruiting dozens of wealthy people in the L.A. area to pay up to $100,000 to become a so-called member of the Manzanita Tribal Police, fake badge and all. This purportedly allowed them to carry a concealed weapon. The Manzanita Reservation is in the desert of San Diego County near the Mexican border. The man who sold the badges faces up to 10 years in federal prison. Emily Valdez, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Eastern Ventura County is seeing a rash of burglaries after a downturn during the first year of the pandemic. The Ventura County Sheriff's Department says one of the neighborhoods targeted is North Ranch in the Conejo Valley. That neighborhood was hit by 15 home burglaries over an eight-week period this summer. Investigators tell the Ventura County Star that the burglaries are the work of a crime ring modeled after theft groups often seen in South America.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day, but for the latest news and traffic, listen to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, Hey Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen on KNX1070.com or the Odyssey app, available on Android, Apple, or wherever you download your apps.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.